Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Calling all admirers of the King.
For Richard Petty, the STP Pontiac.
We have the place for you. Celebrate the life and career of NASCAR's all-time win leader, Richard Petty.
The hat came about in the late 70s.
From the legend behind the King's famous crown to thrills and spills that the Hall of Famer had over the years.
Petty is sliding, slamming into the wall.
It's Richard Petty's Road to Royalty, and it's available for free to download on iTunes and MRN.com right now.
With a victory in the GT Le Mans class at the Rolex 24 over the weekend, Chip Ganassi now has 200 wins across major motorsports platforms. Now, attention turns toward NASCAR, where Kyle Larson and Jamie McMurray hope to be in the playoffs again for Ganassi, while McMurray says a slew of changes are coming.
Having a new car with the Camaro, there's some unknowns, but even for the guys that have run their cars for the last couple years, the way they're inspecting the cars is going to be a lot different. The pit crew thing is going to be huge. I'm interested to see how the pit guns work out. It seems like when they issued those initially, they weren't the same guns they got now, and they were breaking all the time, and I don't know, like, there's a lot of variables there.
McMurray's teammate Kyle Larson is headed to Las Vegas for the first open test of the season Wednesday and Thursday. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:07, hour number two, in the books, hour number three, Alex is holding up three fingers.
Just to make sure.
Just to remind me, it is hour number three.
It's one of those jarring days where...
I'm completely aware of that. And I'm sitting here and I'm shifting back and forth. And it's been, 15, 20 minutes? And I'm still... I'm circling back to Billy's phone call. And I'm like a child in elementary school who's staring at a lunch tray filled with items that there. We always had a rule... When I was in elementary school, you couldn't leave the table until you'd taken a bite of everything on your tray.
Really?
And I became very adept at making it look as if I had taken a bite of the mashed potatoes and gravy, which were not necessarily mashed potatoes, but if you know anything about school lunch in the 80s, it was reconstituted potato flakes. They were mashed potatoes at one point in time, and then they were turned into space food and then rehydrated, and so you would push them around and you make it look. And so I've got a number of items here in front of me, and I'm trying to make it look like I've eaten that, and I've got this unsettling feeling of wherever I go, as far as if this were, I'm mixing my metaphors here, which is terrible. This one's better. If this were a choose your own adventure book here, no matter whether you turn to page 38 or whether you turn to page 59 or whether you turn to page 8, I just have a feeling that the character dies. Like, I don't think there's a good way out of whatever direction you go in from here. And I'm going to do the not the improbable here, but the phone call by Billy. Like 20, 25 minutes, it seems like an eternity ago. It seems like hours ago, and it also seems like just minutes ago. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, okay, because what do you do here? Because Billy listens to the show, too. And I love and appreciate everybody who listens. I really do. And I said, you know, everybody's opinion is welcome. And then that just... It crossed over very quickly into the bizarre and into the offensive for most people. And then, you know, somebody calls in and says, I think most people would hear that phone call and say that was offensive. A lot of people wouldn't. And that's where we're at right now. And so it's 6:10, and I feel as if I've got some sort of duty to take this as an opportunity and to try to have a discussion with everybody and try to make some good come from that phone call. And then I also feel as if I have the duty to not go anywhere that some people don't want me to go to and fear the repercussion of, come on, dude, we pay you to host a sports talk show. What the hell are you talking about that for? And so what do? Do you try to take that and make some good of it? And at the end of the day, walk out of the door and say, you know what? That was bad, but it's probably not the worst thing that I've ever heard. I don't think we've ever had a phone call like it before. And I'm still uncomfortable. Uncomfortable to the point where, and this isn't a make, this isn't me trying to put anything over on you. Like, a little upset to my stomach during the break, I felt like I was going to need to go down the hallway and throw up. And I don't think it had anything to do with the coffee or anything like that. I've got an uneasy feeling in my stomach. And it's all talking about a logo. And it's a logo, and people who aren't Indians fans, they feel really, really, really impassioned about it on both sides of the debate. And again, you try to navigate these waters as best you can. And I guess to go back to the Columbus analogy, I'm trying to get from point A to point B, and I don't know where I land. I'm just going to assume that I land at point B. And then years later, someone will be like, no, that wasn't the West Indies. I hate to tell it. I hate to break it to you, Chris, but it wasn't where you were wanting to wind up. The Indians, Major League Baseball, has been putting pressure on the Cleveland Indians to get rid of the Chief Wahoo logo. If you've ever seen the movie Major League, you know Chief Wahoo. I'm not very good at describing things, but it's a grinning caricature, a bright red caricature of a grinning Indian with a feather sticking out of his head. And I guess like any piece of art, and it is a piece of art, Cyclone Tim on the text line would probably agree with that. He designs logos for a living. People who design logos, it's art. Like any piece of art, you can put it on a canvas and you can show it to 100 people and you can probably get 100 different opinions on it. Some of them are close to agreeing and some of them are completely divergent. Now, then you can bring in other logos to the discussion. I see our friend on the other side of the glass has a Chicago Blackhawks hat on, and I'm a fan of the Blackhawks, and I've worn countless shirts and sweaters that have had the Indian head logo on it, and I haven't really thought anything of it. But there's probably somebody out there that is offended, has been offended, would be offended, and I know there's a segment of the population, Billy's probably in it, that says, I don't want to live my life worrying about offending everybody. And I get that. I understand where people are coming from. I understand people want to watch the Grammys and not feel as if they're part of some sort of political discussion because, okay, I like music. I want to watch the Grammys and I want it to be about music. And it's not about music and you just get angry and you want to throw your remote at the TV. Or you watch an NFL game, and I like football. I want to watch football. I don't want to think about politics. And why are they airing the national anthem, and why are they showing a player kneeling? And, oh, here we go. I don't have a safe space to go to. And you're the same type of person. You want a safe space, but you want to make fun of the other group because they have safe spaces. And there really is no difference between you being a snowflake and the people you call snowflakes. I got news for you. Everybody's a snowflake. Everybody's a snowflake. It's one of the dumbest terms I've ever heard in my life. When I first heard it, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Okay? But it's 2018, and that's where we're at. And you don't realize the absurdity of making fun of, oh, go off to your safe space. And then you complain that you can't watch an award show, or you can't watch this, or you can't watch that without having it be something that it's not. And again, we go back to the old tried and true time and place argument. And I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me, where's the time and where's the place? Do they send out a postcard? Do they still use the U.S. mail? Do they use email? I'd like to get the notification. Okay, we're going to discuss the Chief Wahoo logo. Here's the time and here's the place. We're going to talk about this event that was tragic, and the initial response is, dude, not the time or place. Please note...
Let's talk about it next Tuesday.
Put me on the email list. If you are in charge of time and place, Todd at KGYMradio.com. I want to be notified. Look, it's a... I think there's something to having the discussion, and then it just devolves into a Maury Povich or a Jerry Springer show, and I don't want that. Like, there are people in this business who would just absolutely do cartwheels from the phone call 25 minutes ago because it would upset some people and it would get reaction, and that's sometimes what you want in this business. And do I not necessarily think for the purpose of doing a show where you get reacted that was terrible? No, because it got a reaction. But I also am not necessarily proud of that. But I understand that people like Billy in this country feel as if they automatically get marginalized because they have an opinion and everybody makes fun of them. And I get it, because the more that that's the reaction, the more it galvanizes people who have those feelings. And to a certain extent, they have a little bit of a right to be upset that they are openly mocked and derided. Now, that being said, they also have to understand that it's not 1947 anymore. 1947, I keep going back to that year because it's the first year that the Chief Wahoo logo was used. Prior to that, there was no caricature, no Chief Wahoo. So the Indians, and again, you have another separate group of people who don't like the name. Let's not have that argument today or that discussion. It's just about the logo, and they're not going to stop selling it in 2018. As a matter of fact, I went to MLB.com earlier today to see just exactly how much Chief Wahoo gear I could buy right now if I wanted to load up the credit card, and virtually everything the Indians are selling on their website right now still has Chief Wahoo on it, and they will continue to sell that all year, and there's nobody that's going to stand at the gates of the stadium next year on opening day of 2019 and say, you can't come in, you're wearing Chief Wahoo. So I know Indians fans are going to continue wearing the Chief Wahoo logo, sort of out of defiance or out of a nod to history or out of a nod to nostalgia. It doesn't really matter what the reasons are. Okay. I have a soft spot in my heart for Chief Wahoo. This is where I upset the other people on the side of the aisle who think they agree with me and my opinion that it's not that big of a deal. And they're going to hear me say, I have a soft spot for the logo, and they're going to go, what? And now I'm going to make them mad. One of my best friends in high school, his dad is a huge Cleveland Indians fan. And guess what was planted in the front lawn of his house for the entire duration of the 4 years we went to high school together? He moved to DeWitt when he was a freshman in high school. And after we were in college and up until his parents moved, Chief Wahoo. I think he took it inside during the winter, but his dad had Chief Wahoo right there in the front lawn. And I always thought, hey man, as far as logos go, that's unique. And I never really saw a problem with it. And this is where I upset another segment of the people, because they've always seen a problem with it. So, okay, here I am. I mean, And I go back to the Rob Nyer quote about, ask me about it 25 years ago, I don't know whether I would have had an opinion on it. Well, 25 years ago, I would have been 12. I would have told you I thought Chief Wahoo was probably the coolest logo in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, as would I, at that age.
Yeah. Now that I sit here and I'm 37, and I've got some experience in the world, plenty of experience in the world, and I look at that and I go, yeah, who thought that was a good idea to begin with in the first place? And it's one thing to have the franchise be named the Indians. It's another one to attach that logo to it. So there's a movement, or was a movement afoot, to get the logo changed, and the logo is changed, and now you've got people that are upset about it for a number of reasons. And I never in a million years thought walleye fishing was going to be one of the reasons. It's 6:21. Conversation continues in the Hurteen and Stocker text line. We've still got a pair of tickets to Avenged Sevenfold to give away before 7 o'clock tonight. 319-366-1600. Got a couple phone calls coming in. Kyle doing a good job of reminding me that the tickets are still out there to give away. And the Hurteen and Stocker text line is, I mean, again, there's 75 different opinions. And what do you do? And the other topic you could move on to is a guy who was a serial molester of children. And as bizarre as this sounds, what people are worried about is the job security of a football and a basketball coach. They're not worried about the victims. They're worried about whether or not the basketball coach and the football coach are going to lose their jobs over it. How did we get here? Can't we talk about, well, no, Iowa gave up 98 points to Nebraska, and Iowa State only scored 45, and you and I got blown out on the road. And
how are the Rough Riders doing?
At least you didn't ask how the Titans and the Rampage are doing. I'm going to say this for the record.
I'm trying to stay upbeat here.
If the soccer team would have been called the Aroma, maybe things would have worked out a little bit differently. There's going to be a press conference tomorrow here in Cedar Rapids where the future of the Cedar Rapids Titans, the indoor football team, and the soccer team, the Cedar Rapids Rampage, will be discussed. Douglas Miles of the Cedar Rapids Gazette reported last Thursday that the Titans are going to be up for sale and that the Rampage, the indoor soccer team, is a move to Orlando, Florida, is imminent. And they're going to address both of these stories tomorrow, or at least the Titans being for sale. Bob Bruce, formerly a radio personality here in Eastern Iowa, is going to be named as the new president of the team, and he's going to oversee the sale of it, and that's all I know at this point. Outside of what is said tomorrow at the press conference, they may remain in Cedar Rapids. A local ownership group could come along and buy the team, or somebody out of market could come along, buy it, and move it to their city, and then give it an offensive name and change the logo, and I don't know.
Cedar Rapids, or I think that the Aroma would work in Orlando too.
Well, you might have somebody who looks like a skunk that would have looked at the logo. That Cyclone Tim is very good at what he does.
He is.
And for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, and sometimes that includes the people sitting behind the microphones, when the Cedar Rapids Rampage came into existence 3 years ago, they didn't have a name yet. It was just the Cedar Rapids soccer team. And what should we name them? And I tried at the time to get a groundswell of public support behind the name Cedar Rapids Aroma. Because when you think of Cedar Rapids, a lot of times what comes to mind is the aroma, whether it be pleasant or not so pleasant.
The many variations, the many aromas.
And so Cyclone Tim, who is a graphic designer, he cooked up this logo, and it was a skunk who looked kind of like Pepe Le Pew, but just enough of a difference that I don't think he would have gotten sued. And the skunk was kicking a soccer ball. And the logo was awesome. And you got Rampage. Has nothing to do with Cedar Rapids. Nothing. And there's 1,000 Titans, right?
Yes.
Cedar Rapids
Aroma. There
would
be only one Aroma.
There would have only
Except
well,
there are
no.
Several,
I was just going to say,
several in the city. Only one team named the Aroma. I should be more specific.
Many Aromas, one Aroma, the Cedar Rapids Aroma. I digress.
Get your tickets here.
Anyway,
great slogan.
For those of you that would like entertainment options, sports-related entertainment options in Cedar Rapids, tomorrow is going to be an interesting day because we'll learn more about the future of two professional franchises in the city. Now, I looked at the Facebook comments on the Channel 9 story about this last night, and if you would have told me that looking at Facebook comments would have been more uplifting than a couple phone calls we got today, I don't know whether I would have agreed with you or not, but people were saying all sorts of things about Cedar Rapids can't support minor league teams, and I'm thinking Cedar Rapids has had a minor league baseball team since the 1890s, not continuously. There were a couple years where there wasn't. And the Rough Riders have been around for, now I know technically it's junior hockey, it's not minor league, those guys aren't professional, but the Riders have been in town for 20 years, right? So don't give me Cedar Rapids can't support teams.
You know what?
They can. It can.
Some might find this next statement I'm about to say offensive, but I don't care.
Gabe Kuhn would not play for the Titans?
The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders are in a league with several former NHL All-Stars play, Joe Pavelski, David Backes. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have had several major leaguers per year on their roster. And those two get good turnout because you're telling me that an indoor soccer team in a sport that isn't all that wildly popular in the area is going to come in and get a bunch of fans to come to it when, I mean, this is rung. I can't even count that far down on the spectrum of the sport of soccer. So I don't think that the explanation is any more difficult than that. The Rough Riders and the Colonels have a very good product, and a product where you could see future NHL or Major League Baseball players. The Rampage didn't. It's that simple.
I am looking at the text line, and people still want to talk about Billy's phone call. Remember the TV show Billy the Exterminator? That was a good TV show. 627, I'm doing what a lot of people do. There was a segment on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. I don't know whether people saw this or not, because much like the NFL, many people claim to not watch Saturday Night Live anymore and say that it's not funny, and then they still do. At least maybe they watch the highlights. I watched it because Chris Stapleton was going to be on, and little did I know Sturgill Simpson was going to be on there as well, because he was not billed as being part of the musical act. So great music Saturday Night, Will Ferrell hosted. They did a sketch on the show where all these people at dinner wanted to talk about were their dogs. And then it pivoted to Aziz Ansari and the Me Too movement. And the gist behind the comedy of the sketch was how uncomfortable talking about that made everybody feel at the table. And I think very much in line with the discussion that I wanted to have today and then tried to and then couldn't, and then I probably talked myself in circles. And at the end of the day, here's what I would tell fans of the Cleveland Indians. The team on the field is the same, and it's a really good team. I think they're going to be good this year. I think they've got an opportunity to be good in the future. And be a fan of the team, not what they wear on the hat or what they wear on the sleeve of their jersey. Be a fan of the team. The logos don't win games. Logos, whether they're... Remember, Hawkeye fans, Kirk Ferentz joked about this with us in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, about having the Tiger Hawk logo on the 50-yard line at midfield of Kinnick Stadium, where he said, yeah, that ought to be worth, what, one or two wins. And he was being very sarcastic about it. Logos don't win games. Now, alternate jerseys, they proved that alternate jerseys do.
319-366-1600-630. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have another big board update for you. And then we're going to give you an opportunity to see Avenged Sevenfold at the U.S. Cellular Center. We'll have more details for you coming up in just a bit. Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing after this.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver-Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Even the most talented players don't make a winning team without a great coach. I'm Lisa Nolan with RE/MAX Concepts, and as a lifelong Cyclone fan, I appreciate all the Iowa State coaches. As a realtor, I am your coach. I identify the strongest selling points for your home, I understand the details of this market, and I always make a clear plan for your success. Let's work together to buy or sell your home. You can contact me anytime at lisanolanrealtor.com. We'll make a great team.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
It's a girl-boy basketball doubleheader this Tuesday on the South Gym. Join Morgan Hawk and Eric Peterson this Tuesday at 5:50 on 106.3 FM as West Branch Bears tangle with Iowa City Regina. Both games promise to be good ones between these River Valley Conference neighbors. That's high school basketball doubleheader action presented by First Federal Credit Union. West Branch at Iowa City Regina. Tuesday night starting at 5:50 on 106.3 FM, KGYM.
So Kyle is in the studio here, and I was correct in one thing. I thought we were going to get story time today. I thought it was going to be Kyle's story and not Billy's, but we did get story time today. Kyle says somebody called in, and they didn't want to go on the air, which is sort of the opposite of the idea of doing a call-in sports talk show. So thank you very much for picking up the phone, getting to 50% of the way, and then getting cold feet and going no. But the caller wanted to defend Billy?
Yeah, thought you guys were a little hard on him.
Okay, and you know what? Understandable. Oh. But his argument was that Billy could have presented things in a slightly better way, right?
Yep.
That was the gist of it. So what part or parts should he have left out? They don't pay taxes, they get drunk and they crash their cars, or they get free They steal walleye fishing opportunities from the white man.
That's what I wanted to find out. He didn't hang around long enough.
Okay.
He thought he made some good points somewhere in there.
I'm 37 years old. I would like to do this until I'm 73. I want that on the record just in case we have to roll back the... It's no longer tape. Everything is just digital. But in case management is listening to this, I want to do this job the rest of my life. But I will say this, I don't think we'll have a more bizarre phone call ever. I hope not. But guess what? I'm probably going to be wrong on that.
And like, quite honestly, I don't know how much more we could have handled that with kid gloves than we did.
And
I'm just being honest here.
Part of me understands and sympathizes with where he's coming from, because I always say, put myself in the shoes of the other person. And I put myself in the shoes of people like Billy. And I think about all of the things that I've probably seen in my, and look, I don't want to stereotype or generalize here, and I want everybody to know how serious I'm taking this. You guys can see me. I'm taking this very seriously. I'm 37. Billy's very clearly older than 37. So I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of someone who I'm going to conservatively guess is maybe about 65 years old. And so I'm going to go back, and this is my parents' age. My parents, okay.
Yes, mine as well.
Ironically, my mother was born in 1947, same year that Chief Wahoo came into existence. So I'm thinking about all of the things that they've seen and been through in their life. And what may have seemed normal at one point, and then things are changing, things are changing, things are changing, and it happens to everybody. It's going to happen to the two of you who are in your 20s. I was talking to Cardos from Z102.9 during the 5:30 break before all hell broke loose, and I had no idea what was coming. And I was like, you look a little green around the gills. He's like, oh, man, partied hard this week. And he said he was at a bar downtown that had 90s night. And I was like, 90s night? And I'm like, I went to high school and college in the 90s, and now there's a night? Like, okay, I'm getting old, and that's a... You realize...
The 2000s.
Yeah, you realize...
I'm going to dread that day.
Okay, change. Like, wow, kids are doing a 90s night now. And you want to feel old. And it's going to get, you know, it's going to get to the point where 20, 30 years from now, I don't even want to take a guess at what it's going to look like, but there's probably going to be things that we look at in 2018 as acceptable that 30 years from now we're going to look back on and go, man, were those guys living in caves in 2018? And I'm going to be 60 some years old. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm going to be Billy. And I don't want to make light of it, but when I put myself in his shoes and I, what's one thing people don't like? Change. Sports Illustrated. Okay. As of New Year's, Sports Illustrated has gone to coming out every 2 weeks instead of weekly. I guarantee you they hemorrhaged subscribers. People that did not like that change. People do not like change. Cedar Rapids Gazette gets smaller and thinner than it was a decade ago. People notice. People hate change. ESPN changes the radio lineup here, right? You guys have seen this.
Yes, several times, actually.
What do people do? They call.
They freak out.
And they email and they text. People do not like change. And the world is changing. And it's changing fast. And for people who are used to things being done a certain way, that things would have flown under the radar or not even registered 35, 40 years ago, this is a very, very strange world to them. And we're looking and we're seeing part of it with what went on at Michigan State and Larry Nassar and the victims coming forward. And now you have people saying, you know, if you're a basketball coach and you're recruiting a kid who's been accused of sexual assault, maybe don't offer him a scholarship and bring him into your program. There's a reporting today, the day that, Friday, when all of this came out, LSU, not Michigan State, but LSU, offered a scholarship to a player who'd been accused of a sexual assault. And so you go, okay, the culture is changing at some point in time, but still not to the point where a coach thinks it's a bad idea to give a scholarship offer to somebody who's been accused of doing something like that. Maybe that 30 years, that fictional future I'm talking about, and then I know there's somebody out there that's like, well, the kid made one mistake. You know, we're not talking about shoplifting from Hy-Vee. We're talking about something much more serious. We're well overdue for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One's got over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs. Here's Kyle.
Former Iowa DB Josh Jackson and offensive lineman Sean Welsh will be participating in the All-Star Football Challenge at Jerry World. The relatively new event will feature 24 players on six conference-based teams competing in an individual event and then a team event. That'll be televised on ESPN2 on Friday night. Jackson and fellow former Iowa DB Miles Taylor decided to auction off their game-worn alternate jerseys, helmets, and cleats from the Ohio State victory this past season in order to benefit the UI Children's Hospital. Taylor's equipment sold for over $13,000, while Jackson's auction appears to still be ongoing. The Iowa baseball team appointed its captains today. Those are senior Tyler Cropley, juniors Robert Neustrom, Chris Whalen, and Nick Allgaier, and sophomore Kyle Shipp. The Hawkeyes open their season on February 16th against Toledo in Florida. Iowa State 141-pounder Kanan Storr decided to transfer away from the school last week, and it's now being reported that he'd been tampered with. Iowa State Compliance requested and received phone records from Virginia assistant coaches, those believed to be former Cyclone coaches Travis and/or Trent Paulson, and found substantial communication over an extended period of time. New Cyclone head coach Kevin Dresser says there will be ramifications, not for Storr, but likely for Virginia. Iowa State's highly regarded defensive lineman Camilo Tongamoa was arrested on Sunday morning and charged with an OWI. Tongamoa apparently struck a parked car, and a spokesperson said he's been suspended from the team. Tonight after the show, it's the Cyclone Call-In Show, and you can hear that on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
I've struck a nerve with some of the older listeners.
But it's
it's in good faith. Hello, Cajun Troy. Nice to know that you're still alive. 319-366-1600. The gym class really wanted to hear from you a couple weeks ago.
I tried to tell them that I had heard from her that morning, and she was still in New Orleans. But that message went unreceived till it was too late. So that's my fault.
It's also my fault that it's 6:40 and we're still sitting on these tickets and haven't given them away yet. So I'm going to send Kyle around to the other side of the glass. We've got a pair of tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold with Breaking Benjamin and Bullet for My Valentine at the U.S. Cellular Center. The concert is Friday, February 9th. The Stage World Tour, right before Valentine's Day, it's coming to town. These tickets are very hard to come by. They're not sold out, but they're very hard to get your hands on them. We have them all week for you, starting right now. Caller number 6-319-366-1600, an opportunity for you to see Avenged Sevenfold, Breaking Benjamin, and Bullet for My Valentine at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up in February. Caller 6, the tickets are yours, 319-366-1600, and if the winner is Billy from Cedar Rapids, I want to go to the show with him. Back with more after this.
Stu Gatz here for the Black Tux. Everyone wants to look as great as their date at a wedding or special event. Guys, theblacktux.com is your answer. With high-quality rental suits and tuxedos delivered to your doorstep, the Black Tux lets you create your look or choose from tons of stylist-selected outfits without ever leaving the couch. Stand out at your next event for the right reason with the Black Tux. To get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's theblacktux.com/Dan. Again, to get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/Dan.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
6:43, welcome back in. Jake in Mount Vernon is headed to see Avenged Sevenfold at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up in February. We've got four more pairs of tickets and, conveniently, four more shows to do this week. So keep listening for your chance to win. Before we went to that last break, I waded into more bacteria-filled waters talking about LSU offering the kid who was accused of sexual assault on the same day where it came out that the Michigan State football and basketball programs had apparently worked diligently to not necessarily sweep under the rug allegations of, well, that's basically what they did. But we've got a couple, I want to read the text. I don't want to silence any voices here, but this is a great example of You see one thing, I see another thing. You say tomato, I say tomato. 9450, I understand your argument, but there's a difference between accused and convicted. Not sticking up for him, but it is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And 9704, keep in mind that for every instance of a player that is clearly guilty of sexual assault, there are also cases like the Duke lacrosse case, so we have to be careful of how anything is implemented in the NCAA. And that's where we're at, where the idea of actively recruiting players that are accused of a sexual assault, you have to, whether you like it or not, walk that fine line of innocent until proven guilty. But also, maybe there are coaches out there where that's the straw that breaks the camel's back and says, you know what, player A and player B have equal talents. Player B has not been accused of committing a sexual assault. I think I'm going to offer the scholarship to player B. But it the world doesn't work that way. I know that. I'm not naive. I want everybody to know that. I'm a number of things. Not very bright. Probably a little left to center. A number of other things. Naive, I try not to be. No, I don't think anybody's ever accused me of that. But that's one of the things going back into this discussion about, you know, how the world is changing, where 15, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, well, 10 years ago, okay, murky. Because
they weren't having 90s nights 15 years ago,
you know, the Pierre Pierce incident was almost 15 years ago. But nowadays, you've got to be very aware of the type of players that you're bringing into the program. And in Michigan State's case, you're talking from the basketball standpoint, you're talking about two key players on the team. And I keep going back to Adrian Payne, who was a tremendous player. And what did a number of people who weren't necessarily Michigan State fans know Adrian Payne for? Adrian Payne was extremely close to a very sick young girl.
Yes.
Whose first name was Lacey, and I'm embarrassed that I don't remember her last name off the top of my head. But he had a very close relationship with her, to the point where I think she was brought onto the floor after the Big Ten championship or NCAA tournament win and helped to cut down the net. And Adrian Payne was like, I mean, she looked up to him, and he went to her doctor's appointments, and just great guy, great player. Nobody really knew. He and Keith Appling were on video discussing their roles in an alleged sexual assault.
4 years earlier.
Yeah. Four years earlier.
Yeah.
Where, and by the way, their stories don't necessarily match up. Well, one of them is at least saying, I don't know whether this is the case or not. And then the other one is saying, no, it didn't happen. One of them is at least sort of taking responsibility or saying that there's gray area. And then the other one is, but the football program of Mark D'Antonio, apples and oranges, because they got a number, and ESPN outside the lines. This is another part of the problem, because where we're at now, if you don't want to believe something, you don't have to believe it. And the outside the lines reporting, they've been very diligent on this. And the problem is, when you discredit reporting, it becomes very easy for Michigan State fans to just sit back and say, no, that's fake. No, didn't happen. No, fake. ESPN has crossed its T's, dotted its I's. They're still very much on this case. And, I mean, there's legs to all of this. But if you're a Michigan State fan, you're sitting there going, nah, still not seeing Izzo as a class guy. Izzo is a class guy. He's not going to have had any part in this. And D'Antonio,
No, I can't see that either. Chances are those same Michigan State fans were yelling, throw the book at Penn State, because one story involved a school other than Michigan State, and one story involved Michigan State. And you can find this virtually anywhere. If something like the Jane Meyer fiasco, which, by the way, I still don't know how that didn't cost Gary Barta his job, but it's a story for another time, I guess. If that happens at Iowa State, Iowa fans are probably calling for Jamie Pollard's head. It happens at Iowa, and most Iowa fans were like, yeah, well, people in the media said they didn't like Jane Meyer anyway, so I'm with Gary. It's your team, so you back your team. And that's where we're at. But if you're a Michigan State fan and you're looking at this going, oh, man, this is a mountain out of a molehill. Nah, I think we're looking at a mountain. The question is, what's the elevation? Is it Mount Trashmore, or is it Mount Everest, or is it somewhere in between? I think it's somewhere in between. But we're looking at a mountain here. Now, whether or not you want to look in that and just say, no, that's a river. No, it's a mountain. Well, I'm choosing to call it a river. I'm right, and you have to. The burden of proof is on you. Well, I think ESPN's done a pretty good job of reporting the story, and they're not done with it yet. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. And this all started with the Indy Star doing a series and getting one email from one of the women who was involved in the Larry Nassar case that said, hey, this doesn't really go with what your investigation is on, but I think you guys should look into this. And they followed up on it, and here we are. And Tom Izzo is a great basketball coach who's won a lot of games, and there are a lot of people who just can't fathom Tom Izzo doing anything like harboring two guys on the team that would have been accused of doing something that they're accused of doing. And many of you out there, understandably so, are saying, wait a minute, this is America. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? And then there are a number of you also that are saying, this is a sports show. Let's talk about sports. Well, unfortunately, this is sports in 2018. It's not who scored more points, who dished out more assists, and who signed a contract with what team. It's let's talk about what's going on with Michigan State. Let's discuss where we're at with this logo that a team has used for decades and decades. Is it fun? Not necessarily. Is it worthwhile having the discussion? I hope so. Is the point of it to get a phone call that is offensive and racist? No. I can't control what other people say. 6:53, coming up on the program tomorrow. I don't know whether this is old. Do we have Jeremiah Davis on the program tomorrow?
We do.
Formerly of the Cedar Rapids
Correct.
Gazette.
That is
now a free
that
agent.
That is confirmed, yes.
He's out there for the taking. He's waiting for you, Darvish, to sign somewhere, and then Jeremiah will latch on. So we'll get 90 seconds of NASCAR, and then Jeremiah unfiltered, because he no longer has to worry about repercussions sharing his opinion of Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball program. So if he was walking on eggshells while he was with the Gazette and discussing Iowa basketball. But I will chat a little Hawkeye hoops with him. And it's an 8 o'clock tip-off at Carver tomorrow. So we'll get you ready for Iowa and Minnesota as well. 6:53, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have your last Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. And then we'll turn you over to ESPN programming, where I'm sure they're going to talk about issues that make you uncomfortable. Oh, and also Blake Griffin. Back with more after this.
Get super savings during Menards Super Sale. Window treatments can easily transform any room. Right now, get 25% off special order Levalor window treatments from Menards. Levalor has blinds and shades that will fit any decor you're looking for. Choose from hundreds of styles and colors of blinds and shades. All 25% off during Menards Super Sale. Get super savings now through February 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
there are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things, like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
6:55, welcome back. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Coming to you on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. ESPN programming right around the corner, but first, Kyle's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Iowa DB Josh Jackson and offensive lineman Sean Welsh will be participating in the All-Star Football Challenge at Jerry World. The relatively new event will feature 24 players on six conference-based teams competing in an individual event and then a team event. That's going to be televised on ESPN2 on Friday night. Jackson and fellow former Iowa DB Miles Taylor decided to auction off their game-worn alternate jerseys, helmets, and cleats from the Ohio State victory this past season, and that's going to benefit the UI Children's Hospital. Taylor's equipment sold for over $13,000, while Jackson's auction appears to still be ongoing. The Iowa baseball team appointed its captains today. Those are senior Tyler Cropley, juniors Robert Nustrom, Chris Whalen, and Nick Allgaier, and sophomore Kyle Schimpf. The Hawkeyes open their season on February 16th against Toledo in Florida. Iowa State 141-pounder Kanan Storr decided to transfer away from the school last week, and it's now being reported that he'd been tampered with. Iowa State compliance requested and received phone records from Virginia assistant coaches, believed to be former Cyclone coaches Travis and or Trent Paulson, and found substantial communication over an extended period of time. New Cyclone head coach Kevin Dresser says there will be ramifications, not for Storr, but likely for Virginia. Iowa State's highly regarded defensive lineman Camilo Tongamoa was arrested on Sunday morning and charged with an OWI. He apparently struck a parked car, and a spokesperson said he's suspended from the team. Tonight after the show, it's going to be the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
You know, we didn't mention this at all today, but the Ragbri route, the overnights were released over the weekend, and Iowa City and Ames are both going to be overnight stops on Ragbri, which I believe is ending in Davenport this year. And I know there's a lot of people that are very excited about Ragbri every year and looking forward to it. And perhaps we talk a little bit about it. There I go with the talk about again. I really need to stop that. But I'd rather talk about that than some of the things that we did. But I'm not going to stop talking about. Well, okay, here we go. You're just going to have to tune in tomorrow, and we'll have discussions about those things and more. Thanks for listening. It was certainly an interesting one.